ABC Radio Australia.
Well, after more than 20 years in the PNG music industry, award-winning artist Malmaninga Kuri says he is fighting a battle to save the authentic sound and spirit of Papua New Guinea's legendary performers. The threat comes from AI, artificial intelligence, and the rising prevalence of computer-generated cover versions of songs that offer no financial benefit to their creators whatsoever. In a passionate social media post, Mal described the practice of AI covers as unethical and disrespectful. Now his campaign is gathering momentum, and as Richard Hewitt reports, there is growing support not just from within the music industry, but from the corridors of power as well.
One Vibe Production.
Cover version of a classic song, the late Daniel Billup's Promise, and it's generating a lot of love on YouTube. Its creators insist their intention is to celebrate incredible artistry. But Daniel's brother-in-arms, Malmaninga Kuri, doesn't see it that way. Instead, he sees a piece of work by AI and a song taken without permission.
People are trying to use it to gain more popularity and fame, but they don't see the main impact that it can give to us musicians and artists. If we, as an individual who has interest in music, use it as a tool to do our music with our own lyrics, own voice, and then you can tell AI to do your, create your music. But they are not doing that way. They're using songs released by legend artists to create a cover version, which is not right. If they monetize their YouTube, then they're making money out of it. And we can say they're stealing someone's hard work.
So what can be done to stop this from happening? Mal's view is that streaming services like Spotify and YouTube should ensure that all AI-generated music is identified as such. And where songs have been taken without permission, they should be removed.
Yes, definitely. If cover version done by AI is uploaded on their platform, they must remove it, because that's a total 100% copyright. It's not for me to talk about this, but especially those international artists can speak up for everyone.
The powers that be have responded to Mal's concerns, and he was invited to talks with the Department of Information, Communication and Technology. And PNG's chief censor, Jim Abani, says problems with AI first came to his attention at a time when his office was promoting a campaign to ensure that music lived up to required standards of decency.
The first issue brought up on AI-generated music was in Lae, when we had a workshop on music regulation to ensure that it is appropriate for PNG listeners, and also it must be within our country's venues and contexts that we want to promote.
Government, you have to do something to protect your people. We musicians and artists are part of this country, and we are the one who promotes our country to the outside world so that the tourists can come. It's something that will help us boost tourism.
Time even stop is lonely. He said we will go. Maybe cruise go down on the Gua market. Won't give me you like a summatin. KBC, now you me been around one time.
Well, the chief censor has promised action, but he says there is a need for government departments to join forces to assist artists to protect their copyright.
All of government approach is the only way that we can assist our local artists. Regulating AI music in Papua New Guinea, there are some potential strategies that I can recommend for agencies within the space to help our local artists. One of them is the copyright law. If it is outdated, we need to review that. Licensing and royalties is something that we have to establish, this licensing, to give that rightful owners so that they can benefit.
Although he's leading the charge against AI copies, Mal says he's not a victim, at least not yet, and he wants to educate people about how he believes AI should be used in the PNG music industry.
Most of us, we are using auto-tunes and we record music in studios with computers, but for you to put your vocal in, you have to be authentic. Your voice has to be there so that people will see, people will know, people will understand, and then people will invite you to come and perform live. You cannot tell AI to sing songs for you on stage.
But a quick glance at the comments under any of the AI-generated covers online right now tells you that listeners don't know the songs are not real or that the artists don't actually exist, and they love the song so much, they want more. And that's what concerns Malmaninga Kuri most, the thought that what he calls the flavour and spirit of music made in Papua New Guinea is being put at risk.
My concern is the taste that we had from the original artist will fade away. When it fades, the name of the legend will die off. The new generation that are coming up, they won't even know that it's from a senior artist. They will think that the original artist is the AI producer. The culture and the tradition and the taste of PNG music that is dying out because of AI.
First time to room, even meeting you. Now meeting him.
That was AI-created music from Papua New Guinea, which Malmaninga Kuri says risks tearing the heart out of the PNG music industry. And the reporter there was Richard Hewitt.